Chapter 6, The Night I Almost Died. Long before my diagnosis, there were several warning signs, as I was impulsive and reckless. I even had a near-death experience in the late 1980s that I now believe was because of my undiagnosed inattentive ADHD. I still get a queasy stomach and teary-eyed when I think of it. It was an incident I rarely mentioned and I've never written about until now. I took up sailboarding and had the perfect location for this sport, Purdy Bay, which has a tolerable temperature and water as calm as a lake. It was a safe place to sailboard. The bay was small, with the far shore less than a mile away. The drawback was that the bay was 17 miles from our house, so I could not tell if the wind was up without calling a restaurant near the bay to find out. Doing water starts separates the beginner from the advanced sailboarder. For water starts, the sail lies in the water on the upwind side of the board. I push the sail up so it fills with wind, and I am pulled out of the water and onto the board at the same time. I wanted to do water starts because it requires less effort and I could sail in high winds. One day, when I did not want to drive the 17 miles to Purdy Bay, I asked Steve to come with me to a put-in spot on Commencement Bay, an immense body of water down the hill from our house. The bay is so big that it has no far shore, and massive freighters ply its waters when coming to the port in Tacoma. The water is cold, and that day I had not worn a wetsuit, only my bathing suit with a life vest. There are many reasons sailboarding on Commencement Bay is a foolish idea, but I failed to notice the blinking lights, caution, danger ahead. Not only is the bay huge and cold, but I never saw sailboarders on it. The only logical reason for choosing it is that it was close to home. Steve did not sailboard, so he was unaware of my limited skills and did not understand the challenges posed by the bay. After he helped me rig my sailboard, he returned to the car to read and occasionally looked out for me. As soon as I climbed on my board, the wind picked up and my sail proved too large for the wind conditions. A more experienced sailboarder would have recognized the mismatch. The boom, the piece of equipment that attaches to the mast and provides structural support for the sail, kept being pushed out of my hands by the strong winds, and the sail kept falling into the water. I fought against the wind to pull it up, but again and again it fell back into the water, and when it did, I fell backward off the board. The water was freezing. I was 30 feet from shore, but now there was an outgoing tide and an offshore breeze. When I tried to sail to shore, the sail luffed and the sailboard went into irons. It stopped moving forward. The wind and tide pushed me farther and farther from shore. I was exhausted and did not know what to do. Then, without considering the consequences, which describes ADHD impulsivity to a T, I had the wrong-headed idea to take down the sail and paddle the board to shore. But I still did not make headway. At this point, I should have called out to Steve. I should have abandoned the board and swum to shore. But in the moment, neither action occurred to me. Maybe the thought of calling out seemed like an overreaction. Maybe I didn't want to abandon my sailboard, or I didn't want to get into the cold water and swim. All I know is that after lowering the sail and being unsuccessful in paddling to shore, I had no idea what to do. There was no way to get back to land, as it was too far away. It was late in the day. There were few boats on the water and almost no one walking along the shore. The evening was coming on, the air was getting colder, and I was in my wet bathing suit. As the sailboard and I sped farther and farther from shore, I had to focus on staying balanced. I was amazed at my speed, at how quickly I left the shore miles behind. Brown's Point approached on my right, but I did not come near it. Vashon Island appeared on my left, but I rushed right by. I was in the deep water shipping channel, the waves surging higher and higher. I knew huge tankers took this channel at night to return to the Pacific Ocean. With no boats on the water, I was alone and heading north. I thought, I am going to die tonight. Although terrified, I could not fall apart. No negative thoughts. Stay positive, stay focused, and be strong. I was moving as quickly as a kayaker shooting rapids in a raging river. If I were not afraid for my life, I would have found it exciting. But I had to concentrate on staying balanced so I would not fall off the board. I heard a motorboat far behind me in the evening stillness, but the sound faded. The sun was setting, and soon it would be dark. With nightfall, I knew I would die. I told myself, if this is to be my last sunset, I must enjoy it. I must focus only on the sunset. I did not know then that I had ADHD and that people with ADHD can hyperfocus. I did not know how satisfying and calming hyperfocusing feels to a scattered brain. The sun was sinking and no one was coming to rescue me. I forced myself to stay calm, keep my mind clear, and concentrate on the vivid colors of the sunset. In my mind, I said goodbye to Steve and my children. I sat on my rushing board, keeping all thoughts out of my mind except for the setting sun. I still remember my peaceful feeling as I hyper-focused on the sunset. 5 minutes passed when I heard another motorboat coming in my direction. I was afraid to turn around and look, fearful I would fall off the board, become hypothermic in the cold water, and drown. But the sound of the motor continued to come closer and closer. Then a fireboat and its crew appeared beside me. They hauled me on board, and one of them shouted into a phone, "We've got her!" I was shivering and unable to speak. They wrapped me in a blanket and gave me a hot drink. As we motored back to shore and the sky darkened, I was in shock and disbelief that I was safe and alive. The first motorboat I heard that turned back was Steve and a friend's boat. They searched for me and turned back when they thought I could not have traveled fast enough to have gone any farther. They never imagined I was a great distance out on the bay. A man in a house overlooking Commencement Bay saw me in his telescope as the wind and waves rushed me northward. He saved my life by alerting the fireboat crew. He stayed on the phone and guided them as they searched for me because the high waves blocked me from their view. The next day, Steve and I went with a homemade apple pie to thank the firefighters. Then we thanked the man with the telescope, although that would never be enough for saving my life. I vowed to return to sailboarding, but never did. 35 years later, after abandoning my dream of doing water starts and sailing in high winds, I took up rowing as my new passion. It was only then that I returned to the waters of Commencement Bay, this time knowing I have ADHD and remembering I almost died because of it. Adults with untreated ADHD die on average 12 years earlier than their peers without ADHD.